93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. Like when you have to break bad news to somebody, it's always better to do it in a big group. That's why Krista and I started doing this, and that's why we'd like to help you out. And today we're going to be helping out Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really good. Thanks for emailing us here earlier and now being on Breaking Bad News. Who are you going to be breaking bad news to today?
I'm going to be talking to my dad today. Just need to talk to him.
Okay, so you got to talk to your dad, and I have two daughters, and my first red flag goes up whenever a daughter talks to a dad, hoping that it's not the...
I'm pregnant?
Yes, that's because that's my own worry.
I totally get it, but no, I'm not going that way.
Okay. So what exactly are you going to be telling your dad today in Breaking Bad News?
Well, my dad's been helping me out with rent and everything, obviously, but, like, I just kind of been using the rent instead for partying and weed.
Oh, my God.
And I know.
I just didn't
realize, like, how far back I am, and, I'm just kind of in deep. I need to talk to him about just giving me more money and just paying up what I owe.
Okay, so you're going to tell your dad instead of, is he giving you rent money? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he's paying for my rent.
And so you probably...
So are you like on like back pay? Do you owe your rent? Are you going to get kicked out?
Pretty much. I'm like 3-4 months behind.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I just thought things have just been stressed out, and so just kind of like being on campus and partying a lot.
All right. Well, how do you suspect your dad is going to receive this information? Do you think he's going to be cool about it? Do you think he's...
It's fine, honey.
No.
No.
No. You don't understand my dad. I mean, like, I'm his only daughter, man. The guy gives... I just feel so bad because... You know, he does whatever he can for me, and I'm just kind of, the last couple of months have been really kind of crazy, so
sure.
I just kind of,
Are you
so my dad's not going to take it well.
Are you high currently? Just curious.
Am I high? I don't know if I can answer that, but
yeah.
I'm okay.
Let's just go with I'm okay.
To dad.
We're going to dial your dad here. It's just going to be you and him on the phone, so... Good luck.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you, love.
You're welcome.
Breaking bad news. Here we go.
Hey. Hey, Jess. What's going on?
Hey, Dad. Dad, I'm
sorry. How are you, honey?
How are you? I'm okay.
Yeah.
Have you got a minute to talk?
What's that, hon?
Have you got a second to talk?
Sure. Is everything all right? Something going on at school?
Yeah, I mean, everything's good. I just haven't spoken to you in a while, and, things have just been kind of crazy lately, Dad, and, you know, I miss you.
I miss you too, sweetie.
Yeah.
You sound a little upset. What's going on?
Oh, boy, he already knows.
Well, I have to admit, like, the last couple of months, Dad, has just been so stressful. And, you know, kind of when you're stressed out, you just kind of need to blow off steam.
I get it. School can be tough. The real world work is hard, too, honey. Hang in there. You'll be all right.
I totally get it. And, you know, I'm really happy to be here. It's just been really stressful. And I thank you so much for all the money that you've been, you know.
Well, you're my daughter. You know, I love you. I want you to be secure and happy. And college is very important, sweetie. So, you know, just you can have some fun, but I want you to keep your nose to the grind and do good. And you'll come out ahead in the end, all right?
Well, this is not good.
Well,
I love you with all my heart, honey.
I love you too, Dad.
I know you're a good little girl.
Doing the best that I can. I'm just in a bit of a bind.
Okay.
The last couple of months, I know you've been sending me money for rent and that, but It's kind of,
You need a little extra cash?
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
I do. Actually,
Just, sweetie, get to the point, okay? I'm
sounds
on
like
the
you.
Job.
Last
I got to get back to work
time.
Real soon. I'm taking this call, okay. And I stepped out, so move it along,
okay,
doll. I'll call you a little bit later, but just tell me what you need.
No, Dad. Dad, I just need 3 months extra rent because the last month didn't go towards rent.
Wait, repeat that?
Oh, Jesus.
3 months.
I need 3 months back rent because the last couple of months didn't.
Wait a minute. You need
rent.
3 months rent? You're kidding me, right?
Oh, my gosh.
What? Wait a minute,
Dad,
Jessica. Hold on a minute.
I'm so sorry.
Let me understand this.
Look, you know,
you're three.
So
wait, you're 3 months behind in rent?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because it's just like.
Wait, what are you doing there?
And I need.
Look, you got a partial scholarship. You're a bright girl, okay? The rest is covered with, you know, grants and loans. But I'm paying your rent every month, $700 a month, for you to share a flat with two other girls. And you're 3 months behind in rent?
Dad, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay,
all right, sweetie, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Pressure
what do you, wait,
wants to party,
listen.
So you gotta
I have, wait, I need to ask you, what are you doing with the money?
Oh, no.
Jesus.
What are you doing? Wait, you get $700, three months of $700? You don't have any of it? What are you doing when you deposit these checks? What do you do with this?
Flat out, I'm smoking weed. Okay, I'm sorry. It's like I said, it's just been really freaking stressful.
Wait, excuse me. Back up.
That I can just calm down.
Wait, zip it. Back up.
Zip it.
$2,100 of weed.
Oh my god.
That is a lot.
Yeah, well,
zip it, Judy.
Maybe you should I don't know. Sift a little, put it aside, start selling it to make some money back. $2,100 in weed?
Snaps.
Dad.
In 3 months.
Calm down. Calm down.
How are you making it to classes?
I
bet you the pizza delivery guy loves you.
Oh, my God.
All right. Listen, Missy.
Missy.
I understand partying and college, they go hand in hand, all right? And the friends you make in college are the ones you're probably going to carry on through the rest of your life. But if all you're doing from morning to night is what it sounds like, smoking weed, we need to have a serious discussion, and it's not going to be on the phone.
Everybody does it. It's not just me. Okay?
Not everybody does it. Listen, hon, I know, okay? Your mother and I married young. I went to a community college, and yes, we partied, okay? I'm not condoning it. I'm not condemning it. But $2,100... This shit better be lined with gold.
Oh, my God.
He's going to put.
You know what, Dad? Just help me out, okay? I learned my lesson.
Help you out? It sounds like you're helping yourself.
Yes, he is.
So whatever you need, right? You just don't go through life getting money from mommy and daddy and turning around and spending it on frivolous shit like marijuana. I don't get it. You should know better. You were raised better. You're a young adult, and you're throwing it all away.
You and mom.
You know, there's plenty of time for weed in the future when you're getting your own income.
She can't get a word in.
All right, we're going to break it. Hi, good morning. Is this Mike?
Oh, God.
Yeah, who's this?
Mike.
Hi.
Hey, who are you?
Hi, Dad. Hey. This is the Chancellor.
This is Marco and Krista. We're actually on 93.1 James.
Yeah, I know who you are. You shitting me.
Oh, my gosh.
Jess is on with us.
Dad.
On a segment called Breaking Bad News. She wanted some help to call you because she thought you might freak out about the weed usage. And listen, I got to be honest, you're a really cool dad because my dad would have actually come through the phone and punched me. But
in your neck?
Yeah. So
you can punch Mark.
Yeah. I'm used to it.
Dad,
just
punch
I love you. You know that.
Okay. See?
Now, Dad, we asked her if she was currently high, and she said no.
Well,
just I don't want to hear this, okay? I don't want to hear it.
Now that we're on the radio. Okay.
I mean, I'm sure I've talked to her many times when she was obliviated, stoned out of her mind, but I don't need to hear this from a stranger.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he's pissed at me now.
Yeah, well, see, you're pissing everybody.
I'm coherent, Dad.
Okay.
I'm actually coherent, and I really fess up to you.
All right. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take the rest of this call. I know you have to get back to work, Mike, and you're in a job, and it looks like you're going to be spending another $2,100 here soon.
Oh, my gosh.
But
you're a funny guy.
He's like doubtful.
So at least you got the news out there, Jessica. Hopefully everything will work out. Your dad seems like a real cool dude. So
I love you, Dad.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, you're lucky to have
him. Yeah, I'm cool. I hang with Snoop Dogg. Sure.
Oh my gosh.